As Brad highlighted, crude oil prices are back in rally mode as tensions between Russia and Ukraine escalate further. Rob Thummel, portfolio manager at Tortoise, joins us for more now on the energy markets. Rob, Brent crude oil prices rose to reach just under $100 per barrel earlier today. How much higher do you expect oil prices to climb given the geopolitical concerns as they stand right now?
Yeah, no, thanks, Emily. So I think oil prices probably are going to be elevated for a while. We've got a geopolitical risk now that's embedded in oil. And frankly, if you look at where oil inventories are, prices are where they were in 2014. Global oil inventories are at low levels like they were in 2014. So I would fully expect oil prices to remain high for a while. The market, the global oil market, is actually undersupplied. Demand for crude oil is back to pre-COVID levels, yet OPEC Plus and U.S. production is not back to pre-COVID levels. So the net result of all of this is probably declining oil inventories. When that happens, you continue to see higher oil prices.
And when do you expect this discrepancy between supply and demand that we're seeing right now to start to narrow? When do you expect to see OPEC Plus and U.S. supplies specifically ramp to meet that demand?
Yeah, so as you know, OPEC Plus has been gradually increasing their oil supply. They will continue to increase the oil supply, throughout this year and into next. But at some point, they're going to reach their capacity. And then the U.S. probably will also start to grow oil supply. So the answer to your question is, when will we see a balanced market? Hopefully sometime mid to late this year, but it could be into 2023 as well.
And when we think about the natural gas side of the market, earlier today, Germany indefinitely halted the certification of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, which would have significantly increased the amount of gas sent to Europe directly from Russia. What are the consequences of this to energy markets in Europe? And does this also carry implications for the U.S.?
Yeah, so from the U.S. perspective, the good news is that the U.S. is more than self-sufficient for natural gas. Actually, in the U.S., the U.S. produces more natural gas than we consume. Hence, we have extra or excess natural gas production to export to other countries around the world, including Europe, including Asia, including South America. That's really important. And that's actually a really important advantage. If you think about natural gas, it's decarbonizing in that it's less carbon than coal. And it's also relatively cheap, especially relative to oil. So the U.S. is one of the countries that has excess natural gas that it can really use to its advantage. Now, that's important because in Europe, 30% of Europe's natural gas is imported from Russia. And we will see how this conflict affects that. Probably won't affect it much, but definitely there's always going to be heightened concern about the reliability of Russia as a supplier of natural gas and that critical energy commodity to Europe. U.S. is able to step in to a certain extent. But it will take a while for the U.S. and other countries to fill a larger role for Europe.
Well, and in addition to the action that we saw from Germany today, the U.S. also unleashed a first level of sanctions on Russian financial firms this afternoon. Could further sanctions be imposed on Russia without significantly disrupting the energy markets of European allies? Because even financial sanctions that aren't energy market specific or crude oil price or crude oil specific could potentially disrupt payments for oil and gas, could they not?
Well, yeah, if you deal with Western banks, obviously that's, you know, the dollar is such an important component, and obviously a lot of U.S. banks are really critical in settling oil-based transactions. Russia is a large exporter of oil. You know, it's the third largest oil producer in the world. It's the second largest natural gas producer in the world. It's an energy export economy. Russia needs the rest of the world just as much as the rest of the world needs Russia in terms of the energy that it provides to Europe and to Asia in particular. The U.S. to a lesser extent needs Russia from an energy perspective, but Europe and Asia really need the Russian oil and natural gas supplies. And so extending sanctions to affect Russian oil production and the energy supply out of Russia probably would be really detrimental at this point. I think it would have to get pretty severe for us to reach that point where that decision was made.
And how do you see these tensions impacting not just energy commodity prices, but energy stocks and the U.S. energy sector? How should investors in these areas be thinking about the conflict that we're seeing with Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, Emily, I think that's a great question. So just big picture, you know, nobody wants to profit off of a first European war if that happens, you know, since World War II. And that's not what investors, I think, want to do. But what I think you'll see, what I think we've seen now is the opportunity is you're going to have higher energy prices, you're going to have higher commodity prices, you're going to have inflation tied to energy commodities. And so the energy sector is a great place to capitalize on that. The energy sector, unlike other sectors, offers high yields, high dividend yields for a lot of investors. The sector is not trading at multiples that other sectors are. So there's been, I think there'll be a rotation into the energy sector out of other sectors that are trading or were trading at near all-time highs. The energy sector never got there. With high commodity prices, it supports really strong cash flows. It really helps these companies continue to pay high dividends, reduce their debt, buy back stock, and eventually they might get back to growing their production volumes. But the energy sector is really well placed for this particular environment for investors who are concerned about, obviously, how do they get income in a rising interest rate environment, and how do they also deal with higher inflation, and what companies and what stock benefit from that. The energy sector historically, and this time as well, will benefit from inflation and the need for higher income.
Certainly something we continue to watch as energy commodity and stock prices continue to outperform in this environment.